Chairman Brad Holton, I'll call the meeting back to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have an 11 o'clock agenda item and it's meeting to consider the action items and we'll just take the action items in the order that they were presented. Action item one is consider resolution adopting position, job description and wage grade and the wage grade of two positions in the misdemeanor probation department.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Lots of moving parts as we discuss compensation for fiscal year 26. So when speaking with Director Breach on misdemeanor probation department, we discovered an inconsistency that happened. We're not sure when it happened, but one specific position within misdemeanor probation was not correctly classified or placed in the correct grade, and it wasn't ever like really recognized. And so we come today with these requests to change the grade of the senior misdemeanor probation officer, because when doing all of this, upon review of what the job description is, we need to actually separate the two. There are two positions in misdemeanor probation officer, senior misdemeanor probation officer. We can't have the seniors classified within the same grade as the misdemeanor probation officers because they carry a heavier weight and they do more. So Director Breach can speak more.
Oh, thank you, Chairman. These are two positions that, we've been working on this well prior to Director Danner coming on board, but these were two positions that we had that initially they were given the specialty lead pay to do these additional duties, and then stance in HR change that we don't want to do specialty lead pay. We're just going to add that pay onto their salary, and we're just going to call them this. And so we started the process of like, here's the job description, and they needed to be graded. And then I think that was done like, it was prior to Director Danner coming on board, and it just never made it through and got done. And so that's kind of where we're at today with it.
So, Mr. Chair, on this one, what I can say, there was a miscommunication on the previous HR director telling directors that the board does not like specialty pay and we're going to get rid of specialty pay. The direction was to actually to evaluate specialty pay and put it where it makes sense. So what they did is just took the special pay, just baked it into the salary, and just called it a day. So that's where this needs to be corrected.
I think also the issue was, maybe the miscommunication was, is they incorrectly had identified that we couldn't split out specialty pay and show it separately from a base. Like even when specialty pay was approved and done before, it was in the system, it was added to the base. Now we're pulling it out. It is clearly identified in reports, on pay stubs, all of it, what is actually specialty pay. So that might be the reason as well. But in any event, this is an error that needs to be corrected. So Director Breach can accurately reflect what he might be asking for in his fiscal 26 year budget. It does not have any fiscal year 25 impact at all. The people who currently occupy these roles are already paid at a grade 14 level.
Sense to me, we have, it's an error in the grade, basically, is what I'm looking at here. And I appreciate Director Danner going through and really fine-tuning the details of our compensation program. It's important. Thank you for being here, Director Breach. I'm just thankful we have somebody that looks at that level of detail. That's very nice. I'm in favor.
There are two of these senior positions?
Yes.
That need changed? Okay. I'm in favor, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Chairman, I move.
Further conversation, let's have a motion.
I move that the board signs the resolution adopting a position, job description, and wage grade, and that the wage grade of two positions in misdemeanor probation, that the grade gets moved from a grade 13 to a grade 14 for those two positions as presented by HR.
All right.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
And it's for Director Danner. So is the job description coming, Director Danner, or was that?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, so I need to make a motion that we approve that job description as well, is that right?
I didn't put it on the resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not put it on the resolution because the job description was almost finalized.
Uh-huh.
It was a miss on my part. I just asked for the wage grade.
Okay.
Resolution, or I don't know if it can be administrative, and I can actually get you this. You need to review it.
You want to amend the agenda to adopt the job description?
Okay, I would make a motion that we amend the agenda to include the job description for this agenda item.
I second.
Mr. Chairman, it's already on the agenda.
Well,
resolution adopting a position.
Oh, it does
say job description. I withdraw my motion. It does say job description.
That's on me. I didn't include it when I sent everything over to Monica and Jenna. So I can make you copies and you can
Perfect.
Do your review.
Thank you.
Okay.
So let the record show that we'll have that posted with this decision. Thank you. Is that all for that item? Okay. So,
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
So confused. I mean,
it is true. It was a. Here's where my confusion was: is that we didn't have the attached job description, which normally accompanies. It's one of four things in a packet that we get when we make an adjustment, and so it's not a problem. I read that, and so you heard it, and then it's all fine. We have it all worked out.
Okay.
It's been adopted. So thank you.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, we'll post that on the agenda also. So,
okay.
Second action item then will be consider resolution adopting one new position, a job description in the Parks, Cultural, and Natural Resources Department.
Chairman, Commissioners, this is a position that was approved for fiscal year 25 in the new positions that were voted on and approved in the fiscal year 25 budget. It is just taken us a while to be able to have Nikki ready for this and to put together the job description. So I will let Nikki speak to all of these things, and then I can come back and talk about the grading, the classification process.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, this is a position that I'm very grateful to have funded. As you know, anything and everything can happen down at Celebration Park. Just as an example, during our Archaeology Month events that took place two weeks ago, I spent the weekend out there so that I could, serve the Idaho Flint Knappers who were staying on site to provide events and instruction and stuff. So I volunteered as a staff member to camp out there for the weekend. Not all work is bad, but it was great. But just as an example of things that happened out there, it's in the evening and I've got an upset camper to deal with. So I had to deal with that. A few hours later, someone sets off a firework in the middle of the parking lot. It actually hit a couple people. So I took them into the visitor center, got them bandaged up, things like that. And one of my staff members who was always camping goes, gosh, you're never off the clock when you're down here, huh? And I said, no, you're not. And you never know what's going to happen. So those same types of things happen during the day. When you have enough staff to just cover the field trips and the visitor center, it's really hard when you get things like that happen down there. So, boats where somebody's in distress, people with stuck cars, all kinds of things. And so this position is one to be able to field those types of unexpected yet regular occurrences down there that keep things interesting, but also to, always raise the standards when you add a new position, make sure that the lower positions are staying on task, and also providing support to the programs manager and visitor services specialist and the maintenance coordinator down there to have somebody in charge who can say, you need to go help this other person. We're a team, without having confusion of, you're not really my boss. So having one person with their eye on the ball down there and that's available to troubleshoot these things is really important. And it has been a much needed position. So I just want to say thank you for everyone's efforts in making this happen.
Yeah, and Chairman, I want to say too that Director Schwind has asked for this multiple years in a row, and it has not been, the request hasn't been granted or funded. Our parks are really important to our community and the safety. That's probably the biggest reason I see to have this down there, and for what we talk about with directors to have a life outside of work. Nikki's really passionate about what she does and has a lot of ground to cover down there in the parks area. So her dedication is without question. She's a stellar director for Canyon County. And so I was really happy when we were able to say yes to this request and get the job description. Thanks for helping with that. Marty, I am really excited to be able to, I love supporting parks because Nikki does such a great job. So
upon review of looking at everything with like supervisory positions throughout the county, this position warrants to be placed in a grade 13. A grade 14, as states on the resolution.
There's a lot of responsibility down there.
Yeah.
So.
There are. There is. I agree.
So, Chairman, I move that the board adopts the resolution adopting one new position and job description in the Parks, Cultural, and Natural Resources Department as presented for Park Supervisor.
I second.
Okay. Before I do my stuff, for the record, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this over the years, and this final decision seems anticlimactic, but it's really an important thing that is finally getting done. And we just happen to be sitting here at the time period that it is getting done. So I'm very happy to be a part of it. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Congratulations. All right. We can move on to the next one, and it's an action item also. Consider resolution to change the job title and job description of one position and defunding of one position in the Human Resources Department.
So while doing everyone else's compensation and helping them evaluate their own departments, I did my own, and I have found that we have already one position approved as a benefits administrator. That role right now, as it sits with the duties of a benefits administrator, is not a full-time role. But when I add the workman's comp administration to it and be able to really embrace some of the safety issues that not only do we need, but our workers' compensation carrier is asking for, then that does create a full-time role. But also during my evaluation of the HR department, the senior administrative specialist who sits at the front desk, all that is not a full-time role within the HR department. With a lot of things going digital, with us removing the requirement for a notary on the background check, that has diminished the workload for that role as well. And so it is my request to be able to move this benefits administrator role to, it's still in the same grade as a grade 15, but I need to add a workman's compensation administrator to the title. The job description was attached for your review. I revamped it. And then for my one senior administrative specialist position, I would actually like to unfund that position. I will have to create a part-time role for that to help with the high traffic times, to be able to answer some phones. But that part-time role will be sufficient enough for the needs of that position.
Chairman, you're taking the person that was occupying that and making them the benefits administrator?
I am.
Yeah, nice.
She's qualified, and she's eager to do the job.
That's pretty exciting that you can hire from within, and it's so important with all that. There's a lot of reporting and numbers and lots of things in here. We need a benefits administrator, I think, yeah, for the county. So thanks for identifying that. It will help make that part of your job easier. You've got a lot that you're doing too. I'm in favor, Chairman.
I am as well.
Okay. Well, then I would entertain a motion. Sounds like discussion is to that point.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the resolution to change the job title and the job description of one position, defunding of one position in the Human Resources Department as put on the record by Director Danner, and thank you for the work that you do.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
It is done. Yes, Jason.
So, Mr. Chair, kind of bear with me. I'd like to do a little bit of cleanup on the first action item. Let's talk to Monica as the clerk. Can we take a few minute break so you can actually review the job description you didn't have a chance before to see, then come back on the record? And if you have any questions on that job description, make a motion to adopt it and have everything fluid at that point.
I think that sounds good.
Yep. All right. Yep.
And then
concurrence to take a recess?
Yes.
Chairman, can I
recess for a moment?
Okay. When can we ask about the break?